Victory on home soil for the Cayman Islands. Good evening. With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Cayman Islands men's national football team wrapped up the CONCACAF International Friendly Series with a 1-0 win over the Bahamas on Sunday, closing out the two-match set on home soil. Cayman drew 1-1 with the British Virgin Islands in Thursday's opener, and head coach Colin Dougie Rowe said the squad showed real growth across both fixtures. We caught up with Coach Rowe after the match to break down the performance, from discipline and chemistry to tactical adjustments to what comes next as the team builds toward Nations League.
So coach, if you can just let us know, what impressed you most about the team's performance in the closeout series win on home soil?
Pertaining to Sunday's game, I was a bit impressed in terms of the discipline within the players. They execute the instruction that been told to them, and we did what we're supposed to do, keep the ball, play with a little bit more patience, and try to get more chemistry within the team, as it's pretty much off our new players that we have playing in the midfield position as well. I mean, the defense line is pretty much the usual, but in midfield going forward and then the goal, it was pretty much new players. So the connection was a little bit impressive to me in terms of playing together for the first time.
Indeed, it was impressive, and so was their defensive discipline across both matches, I would say. What adjustments did you all make after the 1-1 draw with BVI to tighten things up against Bahamas?
So one of our problem was within the BVI game, they penetrate more on our left side, which is their right side, and the adjustment I'd made being as try to force the player more outside to the line than inside to the center of the middle of the park. As well, the defense, we know the Bahamas team, it wasn't a higher intense team like the BVI. So one of our game plan going forward was to press them a little bit more higher up the field than sitting back and allow them to keep the ball, recycling the ball, and then we press. So this game was totally a different instruction, different mentality, and a more attacking mindset going forward for the Bahamas game.
I like that. Basic, fundamental football observation, and you guys made the adjustment going into game two. That was pretty cool. Are you guys also preparing for Nations League?
Yes, we're going to prepare for the Nations League. I think that's going to be in September, October. But as well, we are, I don't know if the fans are aware of, we are pretty much playing with only local based players presently now. The overseas players, not saying they weren't invited, but they had other commitment in terms of schools and clubs as well. So it was impressive for me as the head coach now for the local base players to show their true talent and the chemistry within the playing together as a new unit going forward. So it was pretty much good. But for the National League games, it can be a tricky one in terms of trying to get the overseas players to adapt to what we want here presently with the local base players.
Yeah, totally understandable. They're playing at a higher level, so when they get back, they should be able to adjust easily.
Should, but again, from last year Nation League with the previous coach, Coach Joy, the problem we have is a lot of overseas clubs play with a different system, a different formation.
Gotcha.
They have different mentality that they want players in different position, or they want them to play, or they want them to rotate. So again, in that mentality, with the time we have to work with them and to get them connected with the local base players that already understand how we want them to play. So it's a little bit tricky, but they have a professional mentality and they will adapt and in a short process. So that's not much of a upcast for us as coaches.
So coach, what's the biggest takeaway from this friendly series that you'll carry into the next phase of training?
The biggest takeaway now is our finishing is really poor. That's a negative for us. So again, we will work more on the finishing aspect as well, more, and then the technical side of it as well, to get them more connected in the middle of the park.
Coach Dougie Rowe there. The Deputy Governor's 5K Challenge drew thousands to the streets of Georgetown on Sunday, marking the final run for Honorable Franz Manderson in his role as DG. A sea of blue shirts filled the route as civil servants, government leaders, and families joined the wider community for the sold-out event. This year's theme, Honoring the Journey, Powered by Heart, highlighted the Deputy Governor's years of public service and supported the 2026 beneficiaries, Special Olympics Cayman Islands, Jasmine, and the Breast Cancer Foundation. Mr. Manderson said the event once again showcased Cayman's community spirit, with thanks extended to all volunteers, including Chef Mark and the Government House team, along with Her Excellency the Governor, for helping deliver another memorable DG 5K. And the boys' Division B final in KPMG 14 and Under Basketball League delivered a competitive and hard-fought contest, with St. Ignatius Catholic School defeating John Gray High School 29-21 to claim the championship title last Wednesday. MVP Peyton Ebanks.
It feels good because the first game we played John Gray, we lost to them, and people were doubting us, thinking that we were going to lose again, but then we came out on top.
Seba says the game was highlighted by strong defensive efforts from both sides, with each possession fiercely contested. St. Ignatius managed to gain the edge through disciplined play and timely scoring, allowing them to pull ahead and maintain control late in the game. In the girls' basketball division, Cayman Prep A defeated First Baptist 16-14 to capture the championship title. The Cayman Islands Basketball Association said Cayman Prep A executed well on both ends of the floor, maintaining composure in key moments to secure the victory and cap off an impressive run to the championship. First Baptist, however, also put forth a strong effort, demonstrating the quote depth of talent within the league. This year's competition featured 22 public and private school teams, continuing to highlight the growth of youth basketball across the Cayman Islands. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.